This Monday evening, all along Valencia Street, couples walked from bar to bar, sat at candlelit tables, and lined up for movie tickets.
You're gonna pay in cash?
Yeah.
Right on.
According to political psychologist Rose McDermott, each couple, new or not, was likely to have a few things in common, including their political affiliation. Many San Franciscans, like 26-year-old Matthew Garza, say a person's political party is a quick way to measure compatibility.
I would use it as like a screener tool. And if I was like on Hinge or Tinder or something and somebody had like conservative Republican in their bio, I'd probably be like, I'm not gonna message them.
More than half the city's population is single. And although most are registered with the same party, people from both sides have trouble dating someone without their point of view.
They're probably very misaligned with what's going on. I mean, I just see a lot of people on the other side of the spectrum and they just seem very lost.
That's 34-year-old libertarian Justin Zelaya, who said his long-term goals require an ideological match. McDermott studies this phenomenon, and she said only maintaining relationships with similar people shrinks and weakens our social networks.
You're dismissing all kinds of people that might be valuable because you're not willing to invest in that kind of time.
According to McDermott, rejecting everyone with a different perspective also has broader mental health implications.
It heightens the increase that we've seen of anxiety, depression, social alienation. And frankly, I think it contributes to rates of violence in society because people get aggressive when they're frustrated and lonely.
McDermott said whether you're looking for a date in San Francisco or anywhere else in the States, the people who show up for you when you need support are the ones you fostered connections with, despite your differences. Instead of saying,
100% no.
She said people need to realize that deep relationships can bridge political divides. For the Hearst Journalism Awards, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.